This is John Thomas. Good afternoon. As you know, or you certainly should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. I chose the title carefully. It's not just getting to a weight or losing 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 pounds, if that's what you call it. It's staying there. It's living there permanently. Yes, what I'm talking about is permanently weighing what exactly what you want to weigh. Now, the title of today's episode is, are you frustrated where you are? You know, you're sitting there and you're overweight and you're unhappy, maybe you're fat, and you don't even know how it happened. Say, how did I get this way? You know, I was thin, I weighed 30 pounds less, and all of a sudden my weight just creeped up. I don't remember it happening. I don't remember thinking about it. All I know is one day I look in the mirror and wow, my clothes don't fit very well. So you get in a position where you say, you know, I'm going to lose weight. You are determined you're going to lose 20 or 30 or 40 pounds, whatever it is. And you know you can do this. You tell yourself because you're a responsible person. You have a job. People depend on you. You go to work every day. You do your work competently. It's not a problem. You do it every day. You may have a family, which is really a job and a half. That's full time. You may have kids. You may have a spouse, a significant other. You have personal relationships with other people, and you handle them fine. You can do all those things every day without any question. Surely, you tell yourself, you can lose weight. You can weigh less. Why? What's the big deal about it, right? After all, you do all these things all day long competently. So you go out and you talk to your friends. What diet are you on? What did you lose? What can we do? Should I go to a meeting? Should I buy a book? Anyway, you get a diet. It may be high carb, low carb, high fat, low fat. Maybe it's a Mediterranean diet. Maybe it's a drinking man's diet. Maybe it's a new diet. Who knows? There's only about 10 million diets out there. And you start on it. You are determined you're going to do this. You know you can do it because you do everything in your life so well. So you're proud. You go in a restaurant and you order just the main dish. No dessert. No bread. No dessert. Wow. You don't even order a drink. And you can go with your kids or other people, get a hamburger. Don't even order French fries. Man, you are on your way. You know you can do this. You are happy and determined. You do it for a week. You get on the scale. My God, you've lost 3 pounds. What could be better? This is a piece of cake. This is easy. And you do it again. And you do it for another week, maybe another 2 weeks, maybe a month. And you're determined each time you watch yourself very carefully. Maybe you do a little exercise. But you're careful about your food. You know exactly what to do. You know you can get there. As a month goes by, let's say, get in the scale, you've lost 12 pounds. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? Down 12 pounds. You're proud as punch. You tell your friends, maybe you tell your family, your wife, your husband, whoever. Then after a while, you know, you say to yourself, you know, I think I'm entitled to a reward. I'm entitled to a treat. Having a drink wouldn't hurt. What the heck? And one dessert, what could be the big deal with the dessert? And maybe you get fries with your hamburger. One thing you do notice, though, when you have this treat or this special event, how good it tastes, how good it makes you feel. And before you know it, you look at the scale, my God, you've gained 5 pounds back. Can you believe it? Can you really believe it? You, who have such a responsible position in life, who do so many things so well, you gained back 5 pounds. You're appalled. You're shocked. How did that happen? Me? Moi? Couldn't possibly happen to me. I know what I'm doing. I'm a competent person. Then you go back on the diet, determined more than ever. You stick on it for a while. But after a while, maybe it's a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, your weight goes down some more. You said, you know, this is more than I can handle. You need treats more frequently. You need the drink. You want a dessert. Maybe you have French fries, maybe you have apple pie, maybe you have a piece of chocolate. And all of a sudden, you find that you are back where you began. You didn't lose a pound. And maybe you even weigh a few pounds more. Now, doesn't it strike you as ironic? Doesn't it strike you as staggeringly different that you're able to do so many things in your life so well? You have things organized so well. You live a good life. You're a competent, mature adult. When it comes to food, you can't handle it. You just need that food in your mouth. Every time you lose weight or you thought you lost weight, no matter what the amount, you end up gaining it back. And maybe a few pounds more for good measure. doesn't strike you as odd? It frustrates you, right? You're sitting there saying, my gosh, I can't stand it. And the thought of going on yet another diet is just too much. I can't be deprived, you tell yourself. I can't do this anymore. I'm only going to gain it back. I don't know what to do. I am stuck. And indeed, you are stuck. No, I'm not trying to make fun. I'm trying to explain to you how you can not just lose weight, but become a person who weighs a different weight. And let me tell you again, if you haven't heard this before, I do not want a penny of your money. Save your money. You'll need it to buy an entirely new wardrobe. Different clothes, absolutely. Am I kidding? No, of course not. Why would I do this? There is no monetary gain in this for me. I'm doing it to help people. Yes, you have to understand the problem. If you've gone through this and you sit there frustrated and it's more than you can handle, say to yourself, you know, Mary or John, whatever your name is, I've got to find a way out of this. This is just too much to bear. I can't do this. And I will tell you that if you want to change everything permanently, you have to understand the problem. What's your problem? What is it about food that you can't deal without? What is it about? Do you really want it in your system? You say, if you ask yourself the question and you answer it honestly, you say, of course I don't want the food in my system. That's what makes me fat. But you're not going to put it in your mouth and chew it and spit it out. That's not going to happen. So if you don't want the food in your system, you say to yourself, what is it that you want? What is it that's blocking you? What is it about the drink or the treat or the french fries or the chocolate that is so important that you're ruining your life for it? You're ruining your health for it. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Hundreds of millions of people have the same problem. So what is it? Really, if you want to solve your problem, if you want to stop being frustrated, if you want to be in the position that I tell you you can really be in and choose what you want to weigh and live there without worrying about the food or whether you have a piece of chocolate or anything else, stick with me. It's free. So what's the problem? Really, you have to deal with this. If you want the problem to go away, you have to know what it is that you're making go away. Think about it. And when you finish thinking about it, you will say to yourself, you know, I just need that food in my mouth. I need that food in my mouth for what it does for me. I don't want it in my system. I just want the food in my mouth. I want that taste of the chocolate. I want the thrilling taste of the fat, of the grease in the chocolate, or the taste in chocolate pie or cake or anything, or the dessert or the fries, whatever it is. Think about what it is you want. You're frustrated. You're unhappy. Solve your problem. It's really simple. Look, ask yourself, what is it you want? What is it about the food that you keep having to put it in your mouth and making yourself fat? Why are you making yourself unhappy? What is it about the food that you can't stay away from? I will tell you, it is because what the food does for you emotionally. Look, I try to keep this podcast about 8 minutes. We're about 8 minutes now. Stick with me. There'll be more. Just pay attention to it. Then ask yourself, what are you doing? John or Mary, what are you doing to yourself and why are you doing it? You know what you're doing. Listen carefully. Listen to me and listen to yourself. This is John Thomas. We'll continue this. Goodbye.